Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. Today, we're going to be discussing the observer self. So the observer self is the part of each of us that is able to observe themselves, others, and reality from a non-reactive, from a compassionate, and objective perspective. The observer self is key in practicing, in the practice of mindfulness, in healing, specifically with life skills such as non-reactivity and present moment awareness. So we're going to go into what the observer self is. We're going to talk about the nature of this observer self, the observer self's role in healing, and finally, how to get in touch with the observer self. So to begin, let's begin by discussing what the observer self is. The observer self is the self that is our true identity. It is our authentic self. It is the seat of our soul. So the observer self is the part of ourselves that observes without judgment. It is infinitely compassionate. The observer self is the part of us that can observe ourselves, our thoughts, our beliefs, our programs, our past, our sense of self, and from a metacognitive perspective, it can gain awareness of all of these things. So the observer self is experienced when we are able to look at things from a non-reactive stance. When we are calm, when we are balanced, when we are inwardly peaceful, we are able to experience reality in each moment from the perspective, from the experience of this observer self. So in mindfulness, the observer self, or oftentimes referred to as the observing self, is seen as the part of ourselves that we reach when we meditate, right? And when you meditate, you're able to sort of rise above the world of thought and gain a bigger picture, gain clarity of ourselves, of reality. Essentially, it's the witness that sees reality as opposed to the ego mind or the emotional self that tends to sort of enmesh with reality, be very attached to it, and distort the way reality is. So the observer self is who we truly are, as mentioned. It's our authentic self. All other selves or all other parts of ourself are parts of who we are, but the observer self is the core. You can say it's our truest identity. So the observer self is the part of ourselves that it cannot be destroyed. It cannot be manipulated regardless of what we've experienced. It is forever pure. You can say it's one with God or one with our higher self. It is infinitely loving and compassionate. It is the self that has the ability and the power, when we get in touch with it, when we identify with it, to heal our wounds and repair past traumas. This is why it is so vital to get in touch with and to fully identify with the observer self as our authentic self, as who we truly are. So when we are wounded, we are usually going to be reactive. We're most often going to have an identity that's not necessarily who we truly are. Usually it's an ego identity or a false self. We're not necessarily going to be present. It's going to be hard to be, it's going to be difficult to be present in the moment. And as a result, we're not really going to identify with the observer self. The observer self is going to sort of take a background perspective, or it's ultimately not going to be our true main identity. So we are out of alignment with ourselves, with our authenticity, when we are not identifying with our observer self. When this is the case, we are going to struggle. We're going to suffer in nearly all facets of life. We're going to struggle to show up to life whole and calm. We're going to live in fear. We're going to live reactive. We're going to live defensively. There's going to be barriers to intimacy, to happiness, to the flow of life, to inner peace, to health. And this is why it is so vital to uncover and identify with this observer self. The observer self can be seen as the God within, the infinite reservoir of unconditional love that has tremendous healing power. And when we allow the energy of the unconditional love of the God within to flow throughout our lives, through this observer self, we can ultimately heal our wounds. Now, as mentioned, we all have an observer self, and you probably have experienced being the observer self. Maybe you didn't realize it was the observer self without realizing it. If you've ever self-reflected, the person who's reflecting, that's your observer self. If you ever notice things, notice patterns, if you ever, let's say, people watched, really, if you just observe life, that is the observer self. If you ever notice yourself sort of being outside of your body for a moment, being separate from your body. And like I mentioned, anytime you notice things, right, the noticer is the observer self. And whenever you are fully present, whenever you are calm, and whenever you're feeling sort of one with everything and feeling infinitely compassionate, these are all experiences of identifying with the observer self. So in so many instances, it's difficult to identify with the observer self, specifically when we get triggered and we're reactive, right? Because usually in those instances, we're in our heads or in pain or identifying with ego, our ego's getting the better hand of us, right? We're feeling defensive. And these experiences are immediately gonna take us out of the moment and cause us to react from a place that is ultimately not the observer self. So in each of these experiences, we are challenged to stay as the observer self, which become a challenge, become difficult, to get back in touch with and identify with the observer self. Now, when we do identify with the observer self, we are going to have the power to change our reality for the better. And like I mentioned, to heal our traumas, to heal our wounds. So to explain, I imagine we've all heard the quote, pretty popular quote by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It goes like this: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So the observer self is the part of ourselves that when we see things through this lens, we can transform our life for the better, right? When we identify with the observer self, right? And then we use the observer self to look at our past traumas, right? For example, when we see our past traumas, we can see the child within, the helpless child who is hurt and acting out of pain. And we have compassion for this child, realizing that this child was really doing whatever he or she could to survive without the skills and the help needed. Then ultimately we are able to see it objectively. And that objective perspective is going to include compassion. And that is the observer self, right? So that's ultimately going to help us heal, because it's going to shift our perspective from, let's say we were a victim or somebody, ultimately we are worthless, or the reason we've been through what we've been through is because we're not good enough, right? And that's obviously not our true identity. That's not true. The observer self can see things as they are, and realizing the facts of the matter are that we are in fact victims, and that includes an element of compassion. Another example would be when we look at our childhood programming. Let's say we have faulty programming with negative core beliefs, and we're starting to live out of those programs. When we look at the programs through the observer self, we can see objectively that these programs are not who we are, and they're not our fault for the fact that we were given faulty ways of being. This is usually because the people who raised us had these same programs, and they just gave it to us, and we accepted them. So through the observer self, we can see these programs and accept ourselves unconditionally and love ourselves regardless of what we've done or what we've gone through, realizing that who we truly are is unconditional love at our nature, and nothing we do can make us unlovable, and nothing that we've gone through can take that away. And this is really the magic of getting in touch with the observer self and making sure that we experience reality with this observer self as our primary identity. We want to, as often as we can, see ourselves and reality and people through this observer self. So our ability to heal is very much dependent on our ability to connect and identify with this observer self. So our ability to heal ourselves depends on our ability to observe ourselves, right? Self-reflect, to look at our pain, to look at our wounds, to look at our faulty programs or negative core beliefs, and do so from a non-reactive and compassionate stance. And this assures that the way we look at these things is going to change, because we are changing the way we look at them. So when we look at these things through the observer self, we shift into compassion, and that compassionate perspective quite literally changes our past. It quite literally can heal it. So how do we get in touch with the observer self? Firstly, it's important to realize, like I mentioned, that this observer self is who you are, right? It's your true, most authentic nature. It's your truest version of you, right? Who are you? You are essentially the observer self. So when we are fully present, when we are non-reactive, when we work to gain inner equilibrium and peace, and when we practice compassion, this is essentially practicing being the observer self. This is practicing being your authentic self. So the best way to be the observer self is to practice habits of non-reactivity, balancing your emotions, balancing your nervous system, calming your inner spirit, practicing self-compassion, practicing compassion for other people. And when you get into the habit of showing up to life this way, then essentially you are in the habit of showing up to life as your observer self. So like I mentioned, the observer self, it's who you are. And when you are authentic and when you are unconditionally self-accepting continuously, and as you continuously balance your inner world, you're going to approach life, all situations, all people from this observer self perspective. And this is where life starts to reflect this perspective shift, right? And you're going to start to look at life this way. You're going to observe yourself and others this way. And eventually life will reflect that back to you because you've changed the way you look at it. And ultimately the way you look at life and things will change, and then life will change accordingly. So trauma is going to cause us to identify with someone who is not who we truly are. Usually it's a false self, an egoic self, a reactive and chaotic inner world, right? As a result of this, we're going to see life, we're going to see the world, we're going to see ourselves, people, everything is going to be seen through this lens. And as a result of our perspective of life, life reflects back this perspective with chaos, dysfunction, and disease, right? So the more we shift into identifying with who we truly are, the observer self, the more we are going to see the world differently. And as a result, the world will reflect back a different reality, one that mirrors and complements how we are choosing to see the world. So as mentioned, when we change the way that we look at something, the way we look at something changes, the thing that we look at changes. So this also goes for the way we look at ourselves, right? If we look at ourselves as lovable, if we have a self-image that is compassionate and positive, then we are going to quite literally identify as being those things. We're going to create ourselves in that way. If we see ourselves as shameful, ugly, and in a negative light, we're going to literally create ourselves as that version of ourselves. So much of healing has to do with changing the way you see yourself. When you change the way you see yourself, you quite literally change who you are, right? So much of the way we see ourselves is based and dependent on the way we were seen early on by our parents, right? If our parents saw us as ugly, insignificant, and as shameful or as a burden, then that's the version of ourselves that got created, and we ultimately are going to see ourselves as that, and then that's who we become. And that becomes who we identify as, and ultimately this is what we're going to attract, because you attract what you are. So when you change who you are, you change what you attract, because again, what you attract in life is very much dependent on who you identify as and who you show up as. So if you do the healing work to shift out of negative core beliefs, of shame-based self-images, critical personal self-talk, negative thinking, and suddenly you're going to start to see yourself through the lens of the observer self, through you'll see yourself accurately as you truly are, which is unconditional love, and through this lens of compassion, acceptance, and inner peace. And suddenly you're going to change who you are, because if you change how you look at yourself, you're going to change who you are. And everything that is broken, everything that is shattered and destroyed and hurt will eventually start to heal itself, because again, that is how you're choosing to see yourself. So the observer self can be seen as sort of the God within, right? The inner healer or the inner therapist, right? So it's so important to get in touch with and identify with this observer self, because when we do, we have all the power, and you can say that we are in our power. In fact, this is really where our power lies. You see, when you are identified as the observer self, nobody can tell you who you are. Nobody can shake you. Nobody could destroy you. You are infinitely powerful, unconditionally loved, and fully protected. In a sense, you are untouchable, right? You are fully engulfed in a very powerful force of unconditional love. However, when you identify with ego, with your emotions, with your thinking, and with a false identity, then you're very susceptible to manipulation. In essence, you are not in your power, and ultimately, you are potentially able to be exploited as a result of this. So the observer self is essentially the noticer, right? It's important to get good at noticing, right? A lot of times we're so reactive, we're so in our pain that we don't even notice ourselves. We can't step out of ourselves. We can't detach to get a mega cognitive perspective of ourselves, which would then give us some perspective, some clarity as to what we're actually dealing with. So it's important to notice ourselves, and noticing with compassion, right, without judgment, and without trying to manipulate or without trying to control, because only once we see things as they are, which is essentially through the lens of the compassionate, infinitely loving observer self, can we get clarity. And you cannot change your life unless you have clarity as to why your life is the way it is and what you're dealing with. So when you look at, when you identify with this observer self, you can gain that clarity. And with that clarity, you can ultimately get the information you need so you can make the changes to your life, to your perspective, so you can heal yourself. And when that happens, you are at peace, you are whole, you are infinitely self-loving. And that's when life really starts to become magical, because you have changed yourself. You have changed the way you see yourself, and you change the way you see your past. And that ultimately changes your entire relationship to yourself. And then again, that changes what you attract into your life. So to conclude, it can be very difficult to notice yourself. It can be very difficult to look at yourself, to self-reflect, because when that happens, we are forced to face our pain, our shadows, the things we don't love about ourselves. And in that space, it is very difficult to have compassion on yourself. Oftentimes we blame ourselves, we beat ourselves down. But at the end of the day, this does nothing to heal us. When we see ourselves through the lens of the truth, of the observer self, we are quite literally able to heal our wounds. So compassion from this perspective changes the way we see ourself and allows us to see things as they are, the truth of what they are, and ultimately allows us to heal our past. And once we heal our past, we can heal our present. And once that happens, we can shift our entire life into attracting better. And as a result of that, things are elevated on all levels. So thank you all so much for joining me for this podcast episode. If this resonates with you, if you're interested in going on a healing journey so you can get back in touch with this observer self and start to live out life from this observer self, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can reach me by email. My email is yitz, Y-I-T-Z, at magnoliahealingcenter.com. You can reach me by phone, 818-210-6049. Until next time, all the very best.